over here, but they're just going to go over the Gemara so that you know what the Gemara is. So we're learning the sugya that's going to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Mevarach in a Mishnah on the Chacham Adeis, Mevarach Lefneim V'la'achareim. So the question, and Mashmah that Mevarach Lefneim V'achareim, he's being called on a Tana Kama, who says that Ve'enim Mevarach Lo Lefneim V'la'achareim, which Rashi said, again, just to remind everybody, Rashi said you're not even Mahara. Tana Kama says you don't even make Birchas Kriya Shema B'Hirur, and Rabbi Yehuda would then be saying, at least you make it V'Hirur, maybe even you make it V'Mosi B'Sosa. That's part of what the Gemara is going to discuss, exactly what's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And then the question, the Gemara gets involved in the whole question of what is the problem over here, really? Why can't you be Mevarech? Why can't you? What's the whole problem? So the Gemara says it's based on a drusha, and what's the reason for the Chachamim, in other words? Chachamim obviously asked for something. After it for some reason. So the Gemara says it's based on this drusha of smuchin. It's Rabbi Shulman Levi says, Menayim, the Baal Keri, Shasm, the Ritur, Shanema, the Lodatum, the Venecho, the Venecho, the Samech, the Yamashe, Marata, Malahalam, Baal Keri, Nasur, and Afkam, Baal Keri, Nasur. So the Gemara seems to say that the reason why a Baal Keri is Asr in Divrei Torah, and maybe in Brachos, is because of this drusha of smuchin. We'll talk about Belineta, we'll talk about this drusha of smuchin in terms of trying to say what kind of a drusha it is, but it seems to be a legitimate drusha. It's a real drusha, like just like all the other drushas, Yud Gimel Mido, Satoran Dreshban, or whatever it is. It's a real drusha. So that's the reason why a Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah. And the question is, so doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold from this? Okay, that's the question. So it's Master from Gemara that the reason why it's also according to Tana Kama is because it is drusha, and then everybody asks the question, well, what do you mean this drusha? This Tachonas Ezra. Okay, that's the obvious question. And Gemara takes this drusha very seriously, too. It doesn't seem like it's just some kind of an asmachta of some sort, because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda needs it for another drusha. The reason why he doesn't make this drusha, because he uses it for something else, right? He uses it to say, Kol HaMalamed, as Beno Torah Ma'alav HaKasuk Kilo Kibbeh Ma'achoriz. So the Gemara says, oh yeah, he does hold. The Gemara seems to take this drusha seriously. It seems like a real drusha. Well, I'm not going to really address it now, but that's the obvious question. What's the reason for the Issa Baal Keri? Is it because of Tachanas Ezra, or is it because of this drusha? So the Gemara says, because we're trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't seem to hold from it. So why doesn't he hold from it? The Gemara says, because he needs it for something else. So the Gemara says, but he should, okay. But the Gemara brings down this Mishnah. And the Mishnah says a case of somebody that was already Tameh, the Tumah Zav, or some other kind of Tumah, and they're Roa Keri, right? So it says, the Tana Kama there says, Trichim Tvila, meaning it needs Tvila in order to do what? In order to learn, right? Mm-hmm. And learn Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Poter. So the question is, why is Rabbi Yehuda Poter? The only case he's poter is a case where he was tamei already when he was roa keri,
right?
So Mashmah that he does hold from the general drusha that a baal keri can't learn Torah. He just holds that in that case it doesn't apply because he was already tamei. That's what Rashi says. Shekad maso tuma hazimi kara. Okay, so therefore. That's the case with Rabbi Yehuda's poter. And the Gemara has a discussion, well, maybe that's not shot in Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara concludes that what? That is shot in Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. That Rabbi Yehuda actually holds from the chiyuv, the iser of learning when you're about Keri. He just holds in these cases, it's mash from the Mishnah, from these braises, then those, actually, it's a Mishnah, we'll see later on, that those cases you don't tell. So if he holds from the Ezer learning Torah, so why does he say Mevorech Lefneim V'Achreim in our Mishnah? So the Gemara says Lo Teim Mevorech Ila Maharher. It says Mevorech, but it doesn't really mean Mevorech. It doesn't mean say the bracha out loud. It means just say the bracha of the hearer. How does that answer the question? Because he does hold from the Ezer of a Baal Keri in Torah. But he, the Tana Kama says that you can, that you can what, be Mahara only by din Torah, by something you claim in the Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you can be Mahara even by what, the brachos of Neam v'Achrayim. Okay? That's what the Gemara wants to say here, shot in Rabbi Yehuda. All right? Because some, apparently, well, the Chachamim make the distinction when you can do Hira, when you can't do Hira, mm-hmm. and Rabbi Yehuda holds you always can do Hira. But he agrees that there is an Iser, and therefore you can't do it, you can't be Motzei Tzitzis. That's what we want to say over here. Does he hold Hira Kedibu Dami, Lav Kedibu Dami? I'm not going to get into that. This is only a temporary pshat, because the Gemara says this pshat doesn't work out. Why doesn't it work out? Because we have a Braisa. I'm now on the fourth line on the Chof Vez Medalev. This is a very important Braisa, to know this Braisa well. Baal Keri She'ein Lo Mayim Litzpo. Okay? They introduce a new idea over here, by the way, that Ein Lo Mayim. It's apparently not just, we'll see, it's not just part of the case, but it's important halakhically. It's talking about a person who doesn't have opportunity to be Tovel. Okay? So what's the halacha? So it says, Kore Kriyashma V'ein Mavara Lolofanev Lolachreha. Okay? According to, whose shita is this? It's more than say the shita of Meir. Rav Meir is the Sam Mishnah of the Sam Tan of our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. So this is the Tan of our Mishnah. So when it says Kori Kriyashma, the Ein Mavarach Lo Lefanel Lachreha, what does that mean?
Mehaher.
Okay, very good, very good. According to the way Rashi learns our sugi, this Kori Kriyashma is a Tanakama, and what it means is the hearer. Why is it Kori Kriyashma? Because it's the Raisa. So even though he's also B'divrei Torah, Midiraisa, they allowed him to be Mahar, either because Hira Kedibu Dami, or because Shlo Yehei Kula Matsukim Bo V'Hu Yoshev Avato. Okay, I guess, I don't know if it means that he has, that Kula Matsukim Bo V'Hu Yoshev Avato means he has to be in shul. Could be means the whole world is saying Kriyashma, and he's not. It could be this fellow over here, I don't know where he is. Who knows where he is? He could be in the middle of Derech somewhere. Okay, that's the ochel pito umuvorach la'achra ve'en umuvorach la'lefonel. He's allowed to eat, even though he's not going to make a bracha beforehand. Why is he going to make a bracha beforehand?
Because he's
a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri is not allowed to make a bracha Rishona because it's only the Rabbanim, but he's allowed to eat. Interesting, right? He's allowed to eat. Ve'en umuvorach la'lefonel. I'm umuvorach la'achra. Why is umuvorach la'achra?
It's the
Arise. And how is he umuvorach la'achra?
The hearer,
that's Rashi Shita, right? Avol Maharer, Avol Einem Vorach Lufoner, Avol Maharer Velibo Ve'Einem Motzei B'Svasav Divrei Rabbi Meir. What does that mean? Avol Maharer Velibo Ve'Einem Motzei B'Svasav Divrei Rabbi Meir. What does that mean?
When he does hear,
it's Mashma. It's Mashma. Someone tell me what this means. Avo Mahar, what's the case it's talking about? Mahar believes
Moses
is talking.
You have it in your heart, but you don't read the word.
By what case?
The regular hearer.
So directly. You think it's talking about the case of benching. So it's not going on the Einim of Oracle. Aaron is right. According to Rashi's chat in the Mishnah, when it says the Einim of Baharo Belibo, the Einim of Oracle, it's talking about the case where it says Mavore. It's not talking about the immediate case beforehand where it says the Einim of Oracle. All right? Does that push a chat in this braiser? It says Einim of Oracle for Neho, Ava Maharo Belibo, the Einim of Oracle. Right, Pashim Shat would mean that by Brach Rishona is Mahara Belibo, but Eino Mavorech, Eino Motzei B'Svasa. But a case where you are Mavorech, this is Brach Achrona or Kriyashma, that you do what? You do Befit. This is the Gros Raya, by the way. I don't know if you guys remember. The Gros calls on Rashi, right? Rashi learns that the case is that when you say Kriyashma Natana Kama, It's what? The hearer, the Gros says, it's not Mashma. This Braisa seems like it's Rabbi Meir is our Mishnah.
Right.
And it's Mashma that is
case
that when you Mavorah, you're Motzei B'Svasav. Right? Because it says that the case.
Which is Mavorah.
It says in the case when you're not Mavorah, you're Maharher. So the case where you're all mavarek must be b'svid. This is the Gros Raya. And Gros learns a different shot in the Mishnah. Look back at the Mishnah. Just reminding you. Val, according to the Gros, Val keri mahara belibo the ein mavarek lofenel akrehel. What shot according to the Gros? That it's not talking about kriyas shema at all. It's brachas. Only talking about brachas akrona. It's Val keri mahara belibo by what?
By
brachas kriyas shema.
The kriyas shema.
The ein mavarek, but he doesn't do what?
He doesn't actually
say it. Lo lefenel akrehel. He doesn't say alamozon. And on benching, mivorech la'achrav, meaning what?
He benches.
How does he bench? Befib. The ainu mivorech lefonav, mean how? Befib. But he does hear her. The girl learns a completely different shot than Rashi. And the riot from this bright over here. Okay, so that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir.
What according to Rashi, what's ainu b'tzasav b'tzasav teaching? What's the hab? Hear her? Isn't that
over here?
Yeah. Here, obviously, it's not with your, what does that teach me?
It is possible, maybe, I'm not sure, but it's possible that somehow Rashi learns the Rabbi Meir is not the same as our Mishnah.
Uh-huh.
Parshat Shat, that it looks like it. You have the Mahoser Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa, and Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and we have Rabbi Yehuda arguing, it looks like it.
No,
so if you learn that Rabbi that like Rashi doesn't talk about it over here, does he?
No,
it's just we get it from the Mishnah. We don't really know. Rashi doesn't explain this Brisa, right? But if you learn Rashi Pshat in the Brisa, so then the Avo Mahara believe in Amos Vesvasav is talking about the case where it's Mevorech. Not where it's Enam. Where it says Kore Kriyashma,
okay.
It means Mahara believe. That's what Kore Kriyashma means. It's an explanation of something that they say is not the immediate thing beforehand. Okay. Rabbi Meir. That's the Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer Benkach Benkach Motzi Besvasa. So what is the Mashma? Benkach Vok Motzi Besvasa, meaning what? That he holds that both by Kriyashma and by Birchas Kriyashma, you actually say it. So we can't learn Pshat.
Well, no. But benching. No? Benkach Motzi
Besvasa. Okay. Well, yes. Okay. But I meant Benkach Benkach Ben by the cases of just Brachos. According to... All right. Then the case of brachos, then the case of kriyashma. All the brachos of kriyashma and the brachos of birchas hanenin. Both cases.
What is the benkach here?
Benkach or benkach. Did Rashi say anything on it? Otherwise, I'll tell you what I think it is.
I think it's bein the bracha the
birchas. Benkach or benkach means bein kriyashma, right? Well, there is only kriyashma.
The
right. No, I think
bein kriyashma, bein birchasel.
No, I would put it on.
Ben kriyashma ben ochel pita.
Just by pita.
Benching.
Ben lachra ben ben ba.
Ben lefonera ben lachra.
Yeah.
All right, maybe. All Rabbi Yehuda holds that all cases. It seems all cases is what it comes out to being, right?
Yeah.
No matter what, motzi b'svasa. So the more I want to say, you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that he doesn't hold from the ether because he does. We wanted to say that maybe the question was, how could Rabbi Yehuda not hold from the Easter of about Kerry?
Right. The
Gemara says he does hold from the Easter of about Kerry. He just holds that even though it's Usher, you do hear it, right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, no, you see, he says Motzi B'Tzvasa. So it's not just that you do hear it, you're allowed to actually say it, both Kriyashma and Birchosel, both Lefonera, both Lacharel, whatever the case may be. So he doesn't seem to hold from the Easter of about Kerry at all. So the Gemara answers, okay, I'm going to stop over here basically, but basically what I want to say is that yes, he holds from the Easter of Balkari by Torah, but we're going to see in the next sugi over here that the definition of what kind of Torah is included in the Easter of Balkari is a matter of some dispute, and Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Hilchos Derech Eretz, whatever that means. Hilchos Derech Eretz means, you know, all kinds of halachos about how you're supposed to sit, how you're supposed to, who gets the bench, all kinds of etiquette which is sort of related somehow to Torah, but it's not gufe Torah, so to speak. It's not, you know, the main part of Torah. So he holds that that's not included in the Easter of Yom HaShem Maratov Neshem HaKech B'Chorit. Okay? It's not included in the Easter. So the Gemara wants to say at this point that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Birchas Kriyashma and Bracha before before eating is like Hilchos Derech Eretz, meaning it's maybe it's the Derech Eretz with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know exactly what the why it's called Hilchos Derech Eretz, but somehow it's the bracha. It's not like Kriyishma itself. Kriyishma is Torah. This is not Kriyishma. This is not Torah itself. Therefore, it's not included in Easter, and therefore it holds you can divorce. Okay, we'll stop over here. But Lynette will continue.
Good.
On next week.
Oh. Are you gonna? Oh, I got to here.
I got to the second lot.